Today we had the goal to go one time through the entire Leela of Lord Nrisimhadev, so that we can understand and appreciate his divine pastimes, and in this way feel divinely connected with him. It was a little earlier than this time, at the time of dusk, when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared from the pillar in order to fulfill his, a statement in the Bhagavad Gita that he will always come in order to protect his devotees. He came when Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad Maharaj. Where is your God? Let him appear now when I will kill you. So at that time he heard a sound from the pillar, a huge cracking sound which was so loud that all the demigods in the universe were afraid that what is happening. Some of them suspected, will our whole universe will be destroyed now? It's such a loud sound. Hiranyakashipu also heard the sound and he understood it had come from the pillar. So he rushed to the pillar and said, is that your Lord in this pillar, please? And at this, Lord Nrisimhadev rushed forward. He brought Hiranyakashipu after some initial fight to the doorsteps and waited for the opportune moment when the sun would start to disappear behind the horizon. Lord Nrisimhadev remained aware of the blessings which he had earlier given, of the blessings which Lord Brahma had earlier given to Hiranyakashipu, that he couldn't be killed either inside or outside, and not during the day, and also not during the night. So he brought him to the doorstep, which was neither inside nor outside, and he actually liberated him during dusk, which was neither day nor night. There were many other, blessings which Lord Nrisimhadev kept intact, showing that he is the supreme intelligence who can bypass all human intelligence. So, at the moment when he did take Hiranyakashipu on his lap and pierced him with his strong nails, the demigods were so excited that they rained down a flower of rain. It was a beautiful scene when the flowers came down. Afterwards, the angry demons and their armies began to charge that being who was laughing and roaring at the doorsteps of the palace, and effortlessly Lord Nrisimhadev also took care of the whole demon army and routed it. Now Lord Nrisimhadev remained so incredibly angry that everyone of the demigods thought it is wise to calm him down. I mean, if he is not calmed down, then he will have destructions all over the world. There are deities in India, I believe also of Lord Nrisimhadev, which are constantly covered by sandalwood, because the devotees fear if our Lord remains so angry and is not cooled down, that there's danger, a universal danger from his anger. It's not a little frustration anger. This anger is born out of a rasa of God, a mood of God, and a It's not something mundane, it's something passing, it's something to be taken serious. So all the so everyone tried to pacify Lord Nrisimhadeva. And naturally the first one to be asked was Lakshmi, his dear wife. But when Lakshmi approached Lord Nrisimhadeva, faltering, she said, "I don't recognize my husband. He's just so different and so angry at this moment." Then Prahlad Maharaj was requested to come forward, and I would like to read a few prayers from the Bhagavatam, a little about this, because it is so touching and so just very wonderful. First of all, there is something about the hand of Lord Nrisimhadeva in this Leela. You all know that our deity has this one hand stretched out. It is now partially covered by the lemon, but the hand is still there, ready to bless you. This hand was placed on Prahlad Maharaj's head. And when Prahlad Maharaj was touched by the hand of Lord Nrisimhadeva on his head, he was completely freed of all material contaminations and also desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. Therefore he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifest in his body. His heart filled with love, and his eyes with tears, and thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. Today devotees have asked, how can we really develop our relationship to Lord Nrisimhadeva? Well, ultimately Lord Nrisimhadeva will reveal himself only if our hearts are filled with devotional love and our eyes are filled with tears. Then we will capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the throne, the best throne for the Lord, the throne of our heart. And that is a very nice little episode. So Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Nrisimhadeva. He was fully attentive and he was in a devotional trance. And then he began speaking. He spoke not his own words. These were divinely empowered words. And his voice was faltering with love. And I wanted to read one of these prayers and then we will start our yagya. I feel if you sit there in the being touched by this nice leela in the yagya, you will make more you will have more benefit. Your hearts will be more open and you will be more benefited by what comes. Here's a verse. Brahmadaya suraguna munayata siddha sadvaikatanta gatayo vachasam pravahai naraditum puragunaya aduna pipipro king toshtomahati same haryukrajate. How is it possible for me, my Lord, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, and all the saintly persons, could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words, although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness. Then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified. So it is said, one can only chant the glories of the Lord when one is in a humble state of mind, and Prahlad Maharaj is saying this. And there's another prayer which I would like to recite before you, which tells you a little bit the humility of a devotee. Krishna can only be understood, or Lord Nrisimhadev can only be understood, if there is genuine devotion in our hearts. And here's a very devotional exclamation of Prahlad Maharaj. I will again try to recite it in Sanskrit. Naivatmana prabhuayam nijalaba puno manam janat avidusha karuno vrinite yat yachyano bhagavate vidadita manam tachchatmane pratimukasya yata mukashri. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotees. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. We will now offer the Lord offerings of ghee, mantra, and rice, and mutras, and there will be also some Vaishnav tantra, and so on and so forth. We should all know this is for the benefit of the devotees, because the Lord has everything. He does not require anything from us, but by His mercy He accepts our offering. And when we do so, we are beautified in our devotional life. Like, to give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. In other words, if we do something now for the Lord, we who are reflections of the Lord are beautified. I want to encourage all of you to not think that this is a purely pujari activity, that only the six pujaris, the five pujaris and one assistant pujari is benefiting by this. You can also participate fully in this mantra. Amara Prabhu will soon guide us what type of yakya this is. And the way to participate is you please concentratedly follow all the proceedings in the yakya, and when there is a time to say swaha, I offer myself in devotion, you please say and feel this, I'm offering myself to you, and in this way you will leave this very decorated with signs of bhakti. Please attentively participate both in the proceedings of the mantra of the yagya, as well as in the chanting, which will accompany it in different times. So Amara will just give us a little education.